Seniors in Our Community is one of the first radio shows that aired when Valley Heritage started broadcasting in 2007. It's a true partnership between the radio station and our community support agencies to give seniors in the listening area information that will help them as they age in their communities. The Renfrew County support agencies sponsoring this program are the Dementia Society of Ottawa and Renfrew County, Bonnechere Manor Day Program, Care For in Pembroke, Marion Hill and Cooperated, North Renfrew Long-Term Care Community Services, and the home support agencies of Arnprior, Braeside McNab, Barry's Bay, Calabogie, Eganville and Renfrew.
Good afternoon and welcome to Seniors in Our Community. I'm your host, Marion Aitsness, and we are broadcasting live from Valley Heritage Radio, 98.7 on your FM dial. You can also listen to our programs online at valleyheritageradio.ca. The intent of this weekly program is simply to present topics and guests of interest to the seniors of Renfrew County. My guest today is Nikki Rumbelow, the Volunteer and Social Program Coordinator for Arnprior McNab Braeside Seniors at Home Program. That's a long one. But before I chat with her, let's listen as we're reminded of the services that are provided by the Dementia Society of Ottawa and Renfrew County.
The Dementia Society of Ottawa and Renfrew County serves all communities in Renfrew County by connecting people living with dementia and their caregivers to support, education, and information. We are here to help. The Dementia Society has a Renfrew County office located in the Kenwood Corporate Center on the corner of Edward Street South and William Street in the town of Arnprior. The main office in Ottawa is located at 1750 Russell Road. The people of Renfrew County are supported through our programs and services, which include Dementia Link Learning Series for persons living with dementia and caregivers, support groups for caregivers, and public education seminars. The staff of the Dementia Society are available to help families by phone or office appointments. Resources on topics such as coping techniques and strategies and activities for the persons living with dementia are available. Free education series are offered at various times throughout the county as well, such as Supporting Dementia, a program specifically for caregivers of persons living with dementia, and Living with Dementia, a program designed specifically for people in the early stages of dementia, their family members and friends. Caregiver support groups are offered monthly at various locations throughout Renfrew County. Coffee clubs are also offered in some communities for the persons living with dementia and their caregivers. You are welcome to join others for a focused conversation. If you belong to a community group and would like to invite the Dementia Society to offer a presentation, please call toll-free at 1-888-411-2067. Our website is dementiahelp.ca, and once again, our toll-free number in Renfrew County is 1-888-411-2067. Remember, no one should face dementia alone, and we are here to help.
Okay, it's now time to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back with our conversation portion of the program.
KB Septic Tank Pumping, a trusted member of your community for over 35 years, serves the entire Ottawa Valley and the Pontiac with year-round septic tank pumping. Did you know that having your septic tank pumped out at least once every 3 years will help ensure that your system will continue to work efficiently, and by doing so helps reduce the chances of having to do a complete septic system overhaul at costly prices? Let KB Septic Tank Pumping perform this simple yet important task today. Call 613-732-4926 to book your appointment.
It's official. After months of extensive renovations, Under My Roof invites you to experience the Ottawa Valley's new premier furniture shopping destination. See the newly expanded showroom, carefully staged with premium Canadian-made custom furniture. New lines include mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, new sofas and chairs from Superstyle, Simmons, and Trendline, new recliners from Elran and Dutalier. Big city selection, great prices with friendly small-town service. With over 8,000 square feet of furniture fashion, look no further than Under My Roof in downtown Arnold. Prior, or visit us on the web at undermyroof.ca.
Hi, I'm Mike Mulder, owner of Arnpower Chrysler. Arnpower Chrysler possesses qualities that are truly unique. This is my only dealership and not part of a group. That means your concerns are my concerns. And our non-commissioned sales staff are fully committed to finding you the ideal vehicle. Plus, we offer the same discounts and programs as larger dealers. When it's time for servicing your vehicle, we can provide you a free loaner. Visit us today at Arnpower Chrysler. Leaning on a legacy of trust where cars and promises are delivered.
T. Williams Limited, a Valley company, is there to help you with all your plumbing needs, from bathroom and kitchen renovations to water conditioning, camera inspections, pumps, pressure tanks, and Jeter work on drains. T. Williams will help you with all your plumbing or water treatment needs. Experienced and licensed and serving the Valley since 1930, they're your go-to plumber in the Valley. Give them a call at 613-432-3254. T. Williams Limited, 613-432-3254. Call them today.
Okay, we're now back with you, and it's time for my chat with Nikki Rumbelow. She's the volunteer and social program coordinator at the Arnprior Braceside McNabb Seniors at Home program. Welcome to this program, Nikki.
Thanks, Marion.
Good. I think we'll start with some information for folks that probably don't know anything about the services that your program offers. So tell us a little bit about the purpose of the agency and the client group that you serve.
Okay, so the purpose of our agency is to provide programs and services to help people in our community remain independent and in their own home as long as possible, and to enhance their quality of life. So the group that we serve specifically are seniors or people with disabilities or special needs of any age.
Okay, great. Mm. And that's a huge number of people.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, when you put that there. Okay. Yeah. Now let's talk about your role specifically within the agency and how long you've been doing it. That kind of thing.
Okay, so I started in the two roles of volunteer coordinator and social program coordinator in April of the last year, in 2019.
Okay, so your feet are now wet.
Yes.
Good.
And so my role as volunteer coordinator is seeking out new volunteers, meeting with them to find their best fit in the agency, based on their interests and their availability. And I play an administrative role there as well. And as social program coordinator, I organize regular monthly social events and special annual events.
Okay. So that's a really two-tone kind of job description that you have there. Keeps you busy, I'm sure.
It does.
So there are many different opportunities for volunteers
absolutely
within your agency.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about all the different roles, and then we'll get to the ones that you most need help with these days.
Oh, okay. Okay, so actually, I was going to start with the one that we is the most urgent need right now.
Okay, well, that's a good place to start too.
Okay, so we really need volunteer drivers right now to take clients to out-of-town medical appointments. So these are, of course, really important appointments to make.
Yes.
So the driver would be reimbursed 40 cents a kilometre, and it wouldn't affect their insurance at all.
Okay.
And it is a really rewarding job. It's an opportunity to meet all sorts of people, and also to help people in your community.
Exactly.
So,
and if you like to drive, here's a good thing to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then the other opportunities that are more in need these days.
Okay, so friendly visiting. We're always looking out for friendly visitors. That's exactly as it sounds. That would be basically going to visit clients in their homes, and this allows for social interaction and also an opportunity to check in, which could
see how people are doing.
Reassure the family a little bit if maybe they live far away from their family member. So
and there are so many that live alone these days
that
it is so important to keep up that social connection.
That's right. Yeah, some people just, it's really difficult for them to get out of the house.
Right, so, especially this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this is, my dad did this for quite a few years, and it was so rewarding to him. He did it because he basically had some time, and but he made some really good friends from that. So it was helpful to him as well as to
the clients. And that happens, I think, with a lot of the volunteer opportunities.
Yes.
You don't necessarily realize it until you've done it for a while and how much you are getting out of
it. Yes, that's
true. And as a volunteer visitor, I imagine you would, depending on what the person's interests and abilities are, you might be playing cards or talking about history or lots of different things that are mutual interest.
Absolutely.
Good. Any other ones that are more in need these days?
So another one that there's been a lot of interest in our grocery delivery program lately. So that seems to be expanding. So that is exactly as it sounds again, grocery delivery. The client puts in an order with No Frills. We partner with No Frills on this.
Okay.
They'll put the order together and then the delivery volunteer would basically be picking up the order from No Frills that's already packaged up and delivering it to the person's home. So
and maybe that's just helping put some things away too if they're in other cupboards and that kind of thing. Might be harder too. A social kind of contact.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And you feel like you're really helping folks because indeed that's one of the necessities of the groceries.
The fact that it's expanding, we've had such an interest in it.
Good.
Yeah, definitely it's a really important one. So that's just once a week. So that would be on a on a Wednesday. So it'd be great to have more people available. For that.
And then other volunteer roles?
Okay, so we have also a hot meal delivery service, so Meals on Wheels. So for that one, the meals are prepared at the Grove. The driver would pick up the hot meals and deliver them to a bunch of clients that are on a specified route.
And how many clients usually on each route?
We can have up to 9, but that would be the maximum. So,
because it takes a while as you go from spot to spot.
It does,
to get around the route,
and you don't want the meals to get cold. So it's all over, within an hour. It doesn't take very long. It's all around the lunchtime, so just before noon.
But again, another social component to that visit.
Oh, absolutely, and again, it's a chance to see the client, see that they're okay and check in. Yeah. So, now we have a couple of administrative type roles. So one is we have a foot clinic in our office regularly. A foot care nurse will come in and see clients, take care of their feet. We need a volunteer to help her out, just welcoming clients as they arrive, accepting payments from them, booking your appointments. We do have a full-time office administrator on the front desk, but she has a lot of important meetings to attend and she needs to take breaks. So we're often looking for someone to help by covering her when she's at these meetings. Also, we have an income tax clinic. It's in March and April.
Yes, and that's coming up before we know it.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we have two roles for volunteers with the income tax clinic. We have income tax preparers. Now, I believe that a lot of them are being trained as we speak, so we might be okay in terms of the preparers, but we also need receptionists, and so they will be sitting in the office when people arrive. They bring in their paperwork, and the receptionist will basically make sure that all of the paperwork is there, so that the preparer will have everything they need when they go to do the taxes. So, and that is that's a free service,
And more and more people are needing that kind of help, and it's for those with not complicated income tax forms, mostly the basics.
Absolutely. Absolutely, but it can be tough to do sometimes.
And they keep changing things. So, just kind of get used to it and then it changes.
It's not completely simple.
As a senior, I know all that.
At any age.
Okay.
And So also special events is another area. So we have special events all through the year. We have some that are social and also some fundraising events. And right. So we're often looking for a number of people to help out for these events. So examples of things to do would be like setting up, tearing down, mm-hmm. Helping out with a yard sale, maybe selling 50-50 tickets,
right.
Add trivia nights and barbecues, helping with the barbecue, that kind
sure.
of thing. So yeah, lots of opportunities there as
right.
well.
And yeah. they would happen all year long. Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So as a potential volunteer, you could perhaps say you were available for certain ones.
Absolutely, yeah, yes,
then,
because
so many people have other things that are on their plates these days too, so that would be one that you could kind of organize around.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Other roles?
We do have a couple of other roles that volunteers play. Mm-hmm. So we have volunteers and committees on the board. Our entertainers are volunteers.
Right.
And there's other opportunities that just come up that might be a one-off as well.
Sure.
When I meet with the volunteers, mm-hmm. the potential volunteer, like we can talk about all of that.
And they could start somewhere and then perhaps expand as time went on.
Absolutely.
Too, to help with
absolutely.
Other
yeah. Oh, yes. It can always
sure.
change. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. So, do volunteers usually stay with you a fair while? Do you find it that, or is it in this day and age when people are looking for more short-term kinds of things?
Oh, it completely varies depending on the needs. So like, there's some people who they might be in between jobs, and so they might only be looking for something short-term.
Right.
But for some people, they've been with us for years. Like, as a fairly new employee, I actually learn a lot from volunteers who have been around for a while.
Right.
So they're very knowledgeable and
And your volunteer group, is it mostly seniors or younger folks, or you have a real mix?
It's a mix. Like we've had high school students interested. We've got seniors in their 80s. So a huge range. There's a lot of different reasons that people will come to us.
Yeah.
And so it's
even shift workers or part-time workers could fit something into their schedule.
Oh,
if they were interested.
Yeah. We've had somebody recently who he works like the 3-12 shifts.
Sure.
And it's like around the weekend kind of time, so he's got a lot of time during the week, so he's
perfect.
Looking to fill that time with something meaningful.
Sure. So lots of different refs. Now if someone was interested, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
To get in contact to learn anything, the easiest things to do would be either to call, drop by the office, or mm-hmm. look at our website.
Right.
The easiest way, if you know that you're interested, is to drop by the office.
Mm-hmm.
We have volunteer packages at the front reception there.
Good.
So they will have an application form in them,
mm-hmm.
and they will have a vulnerable sector police check in there as well.
Yes, that's part of the process.
With a cover letter, So it's free to get that done because you're volunteering for us. That's why there's a cover letter with it. And so then if you could fill out the volunteer application, have the police check done, and then bring them both into the office.
Okay.
And then we also have applications online if anyone wants to look at it there, and they can email it to
website.
Me. But you still have to come in to get the vulnerable sector check. Yeah, and then I'll get in contact with you, and I've got all your paperwork, and just meet with you just to find out what your interests are, what your availability is, find the right fit for you in the mm-hmm. agency.
Good.
And then I'll do a bit of paperwork, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll check their references. And once that's all good, I'd pass on their information to the coordinator that they would be working with. So we have, like, for instance, if somebody was doing Meals on Wheels mm-hmm. delivery, our program coordinator, I would let her know that we've got a new volunteer ready. She would organize all of the training or shadowing.
Right.
We want to make sure that all of our volunteers are really comfortable before they work.
Yes.
So as much training as it needs for the individual, like that, we're happy to do that.
So not a hard process.
No, it's just a few steps involved, and you could be working fairly quickly. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So we'll put a shout out, I think, to anybody that is listening that indeed you have positions that are more needed these days, but certainly a lot of others as well.
Yes.
So encourage people to give a call.
Yeah.
You know, you might not be ready right now, but at least you can find out what the steps are and what is available and what you might be interested in.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think as you think through what you want to do, then to find more information allows you to look at other opportunities too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Interesting. And how many volunteers do you have these days?
About 160 active volunteers
right now.
That's
a lot of people.
So, yeah.
Making sure that the services are delivered.
Yeah. And they're doing such a huge range of things. You know, we have some volunteers that will maybe work in a couple of different volunteer roles, some that will only be focused on the one role, and they all work almost every day, some will work once a year, as you said. So it's really, we, you know, whatever that individual would like to do, we are grateful for absolutely any amount of time that they can give to us.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm looking at the time, and I think maybe it's time to take our weather break. Charlie's going to fill people in on what it's doing outside, even though we can't see what's going on. I'm sure he knows what it is. And then we'll be back to finish our chat.
Broadcasting live on the Burnstown Road, this is 98.7 FM CJHR. On the web at valleyheritageradio.ca.
Weather This Hour is brought to you by Armprior Chrysler, 205 Madawaska Boulevard. Armprior Chrysler, leaning on a legacy of trust where cars and promises are delivered.
Yeah, it's Charlie here. Periods of snow tonight with a risk of freezing drizzle and wind up to 15 kilometers an hour. Low of -8 and a wind chill near -11. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Periods of snow beginning late in the afternoon. Wind up to 15 kilometers an hour and high of -1. Wind chills near -9. Tomorrow night, periods of snow. Low -10. And then on Thursday, a high of -9. Low of -21. Currently, we got -12, 91% humidity. The winds are calm and a wind chill of -14. I'm Charlie Dunlap, and that has been your Valley Heritage Radio weather update.
The All Out Clear Out sales event is now on. Hi, Mike Mulder here from Armprior Chrysler. You can save 25% off MSRP on Ram, and that's up to $15,000 off our 2019 Ram Classic, both delivering comfort and capability with best-in-class performance. Or see the Grand Caravan, up to $12,750 off. And check out our 35th anniversary Grand Caravan, specially appointed and comes with free freight, a value of $1,800. It's Canada's most awarded minivan ever. Visit Armprior Chrysler today, leaning on a legacy of trust where cars and promises are delivered.
Don't spend big money on expensive exhaust pipes. Let Glenn's Country Car Sales and Automotive Repair replace the part that's broken. Whatever you need, the front pipe, flex joint, converter, muffler, or resonator, Glenn's will get your vehicle up and running with minimal downtime. They'll even come out and pick up your vehicle while you work and bring it back when they're done. And by appointment, they offer Saturday service too. The only exhaust specialist in the Renfrew area offering quality workmanship. That's Glenn's Country Car Sales and Automotive Repair. Great country service at great country prices. 531 Whalen Road, Renfrew, 613-432-9480.
Okay, we're now back with you as I get the finger from Charlie. and I think what we're going to do is answer some of Charlie's questions. He thought as a volunteer potential out there listening, you might want to know a bit more information. So if let's tell folks about where people do drive clients, those that are going to medical appointments in particular, just so that people have an idea of where they might go.
Yeah, so it's basically two different medical institutions. So it would be hospitals, and so that could be a lot of them are in Ottawa.
Ottawa, yes.
Yeah. But Renfrew as well is another place where
Pembroke, trips up to Pembroke.
Possibly. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So,
basically, I think from Arnprior, you would go south to other medical institutions in Ottawa mostly.
Yes, but definitely some Renfrew trips as well.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And then people are using their own vehicles.
They are, yes.
Be they cars or vans or whatever they might have.
Whatever they have, and like the transport coordinator will make sure that whatever the needs are of the client, that would work with the fit of the what the volunteer driver would have.
And it's so, clients that perhaps might be using walkers or a cane, but not because there are other accessible vehicles that would take
Yes, so, we do have our accessible vehicles.
So a vehicle that is easy to get into.
Yes.
But other than that. Yeah. Okay. And then the volunteers are reimbursed mileage for those trips.
40 cents a kilometer.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to Meals on Wheels, is the reimbursement, do you know for that?
I don't believe so. It is within the town, yes.
And the grocery delivery would be the same thing.
Within the town as well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've answered Charlie's question. Now we go, and probably there's a fair few listeners out there that are asking the same question.
Good questions.
Yes, they are. Anyway, so let's move on to the social programs that you offer, and there are a few of those as well.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, can I just start by saying what the importance of social programs is? Yeah. So research shows that social participation is associated with better mental and physical health. Studies have shown that socialization can decrease the risk of disability, decrease symptoms of depression, decrease cognitive decline, decrease the risk of developing dementia, and increase longevity and the quality of life. So they're really important.
It is.
So some of our events. So first, I'll start with the regular monthly events that we have. The first Wednesday of every month, we have a Dining with Friends event at Jim's Restaurant. This includes a full meal, which is soup, a choice between two main courses, dessert, tea or coffee, entertainment. So there's a 50-50 draw and some door prizes, and that costs $14.
Okay. And how long does the event last?
About 2 hours. We say from 5 till 7, so you can arrive a little bit before 5, and it's usually over like pretty
And how
soon
many
after
people
7.
Would usually come out on a monthly basis?
I'd say averaging like maybe like, you know, 40 to 60 kind of thing.
That's a fair number of people.
Yeah. Gyms can take like 70 in the back room, so that would be the max.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Our Friendship Days luncheon is the third Thursday of every month. It's at Glad Tidings Pentecostal Church on Baskin Drive. That includes a delicious soup provided by the Armpry Villa Retirement Residence. And a lunch is a choice of two sandwiches and dessert provided by the Antrim Truck Stop. It also includes coffee and tea. We announce a 50-50 draw, and there's door prizes for that one as well. That is sponsored by Carp Commons as well. And that's $10 to attend.
And again, same numbers of people would come out on a monthly basis?
Averaging a little bit more for that
more
one.
Than that.
Yeah,
okay.
So usually
is
over 50.
Meant to bring a friend? Yeah. Is that why it's called dining with?
You can, yes. Or you could just meet new friends.
Just meet new friends.
Okay,
good.
Yes.
And the other one?
That's both social and educational. That's a breakfast and learn event on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Riverside Grill and Bar. That includes a full breakfast, and we have a variety of guest speakers coming in. Some of the ones that we had last year, we had OPP and talking about phone scams. We had a dietitian from Armpra Regional Health. We've had someone from the Taoist Tai Chi group, a couple of people from, you know, were all out there doing Tai Chi, so that was fun. And next week, on next Wednesday, we're going to be having one, and it's actually going to be Dennis Harrington from our very own Seniors at Home agency, talking about the different services and programs we have to offer. And it's a good opportunity to ask questions too. So even if you are pretty aware of what we do at Seniors at Home, it's a great opportunity to, you know, learn about something that you didn't realize that we did.
And oftentimes there is a fair bit that you don't necessarily know.
Absolutely. And that event is sponsored by Tierney and Storfer Law Firm.
We
have two big annual events too. We have the Seniors Barbecue at Robert Simpson Park in July. That includes hamburgers, fries, drinks, ice cream, entertainment. We draw our first big mega 50-50 draw of the year there with a minimum prize of $1,000.
Wow.
And we have a seniors Christmas party every year around Christmas at the parish hall. It's a full turkey dinner, desserts, tea and coffee, entertainment, and we do the second mega 50-50 draw there, and lots of door prizes. We're very grateful to all the many sponsors that we have for those events that help us out with those. Like, we couldn't do it without them. So,
no. Yeah. Your community is a very giving one.
Oh, yes.
And there are many people involved as sponsors. That's for sure.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. So something social going on pretty well each month.
Yep, every month. Yep.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And especially this time of year, too, I think oftentimes you don't get out when the weather isn't great.
Yes.
And, so that leads me to ask about transportation. Is there any support for that with those events?
So during our regular office hours, we offer half price in-town transportation to any of our events.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For our Dining with Friends, that's outside of our office hours.
Right.
Boyce's Funeral Home provides free transportation in town for that.
Okay.
And same with the Christmas party. Actually, Boyce's and Pilon's funeral homes provide transportation for free to that
because
event.
Because that's oftentimes a barrier for folks that don't have their own cars or feel comfortable driving in the
absolutely.
Bad weather.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we do have a few people that regularly use the Boyce's for our Dining with Friends. And the barbecue, there are golf carts that we have volunteers who drive people from the – there's parking at the high school, and then the volunteers will bring clients to
they
the park.
Golf carts on parade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently it's fun.
I
haven't actually been on it yet, but it's fun.
Interesting. And let's wrap up talking about any changes or things that might be coming in the future for the programs that you look after, or are you hearing from clients that that's enough social activity?
I don't think there's any changes that we expect to come up in the near future regarding that. I would just like to mention that Dennis Harrington has taken on an additional role as Executive Director of Renfrew and Area Seniors Home Support.
That's good to share with people.
Yeah, and I will also be starting as Volunteer Coordinator there one day a week.
So you're spreading your expertise.
I guess so.
to other agencies that need some help. good. Okay. Any other information you want to share before we give people phone numbers and website?
That's all I was going to do was give some phone numbers. And
Let's share the phone number and then the website information.
So
if people have questions, they can get in touch.
Yeah, please do. If anyone's got any questions, our phone number is 613-623-7981. Or you can visit our website at csssagency.ca.
Great. Well, now time for me to say thanks to you, Nikki, for joining me today and sharing the work that you do on behalf of Arne Pryor Braeside McNabb Seniors at Home program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
No problem. We'll have to visit another time, too.
Okay.
Great. Okay, time for another break for a few more commercials, and then we'll be back to wrap up the program with some announcements.
What's on your wish list? Have you thought about how your savings can help you get there? A tax-free savings account is an option to consider. No matter what amount you decide to invest, the money in your TFSA grows tax-free. And with a number of different investment options to choose from, a TFSA provides flexibility to reach your goals. Call Jim Miller, your Sun Life Financial Advisor, at 613-432-4121. That's 613-432-4121 to find out if a tax-free savings account is right for you and help make your wish a reality.
I'm Brian Doyle, president of Doyle Soluski, credit counselors and licensed insolvency trustees. We're proud of our reputation of having helped thousands of people eliminate their excessive debt. When you call Doyle Soluski for help with your debt problems, you get the best advice available. We provide a free consultation covering the ins and outs of personal debt. Then we proceed to carefully guide you along the path to debt freedom. Call Doyle Soluski, 613-432-2223. DoyleSaluski.ca.
Since 1953, O'Grady Brothers have provided state-of-the-art auto service to people in the Ottawa Valley. And over the years, they've built quite a reputation for everything from routine maintenance and tire changes to the most major repairs. O'Grady Brothers can handle it. Their business is built on honesty, integrity, and reliability. They believe in building long-term relationships. That's why generations of satisfied customers have been coming to O'Grady Brothers. So for all your auto repair and service needs, see O'Grady Brothers Limited, your neighborhood auto expert.
experts, corner of Highway 41 and the 512 in Eganville. Call 613-628-2103.
Okay, we're now back with you, and it's time for some announcements from other home support agencies. The first one is the Renfrew and Area Seniors Home Support. Want to let you know that actually this Saturday and Sunday we're involved with the town's Frew Fest that's happening out at Mattaway. On Saturday, we will have some items for purchase as part of the vendor sale that's going on then. And then we'll also be on Sunday there around lunchtime serving hot dogs and drinks there. So if you're looking for something to do, come on out, and hopefully the weather will be great for everybody that does come. In February, we're also doing once again our family and friends breakfast. It's happening on Family Day, which this year is Monday, February the 17th. It's at the Presbyterian Church Hall, running from 9 to 11. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for children. An opportunity to come out and have a great breakfast and visit with friends. Then also in February, we're hosting our second annual Valentine's Day Bridge Tournament for all the bridge players out there. That also happens at the Presbyterian Church Hall, Thursday, February the 13th. So mark your calendar for that. Registration starts at 12:30, and there's a $20 fee, I believe. And then from Calabogie, they're also inviting you to come and join them for breakfast at Brown's Pub, which is in Calabogie, on February the 9th from 8 to 12. A percentage of the profits of that breakfast will be given back to the agencies. The agency, the last one they had, I believe it was last month, December, I think it was, raised over $300 for the agency. So that's a great contribution. So those are the announcements for today. And unfortunately, it's now time to close the radio program. But I invite you to join me next week when my guest will be Eric Hanna from the He's the president and CEO of the Arnprior Regional Health Program. We're going to talk about a recent announcement about the construction of the new and expanded Grove Nursing Home in Arnprior and its potential opening for fall of 2021. And that's hard to believe. That's coming fast. He was on the program a while ago. I'm thinking it's a couple of years now, when the Regional Health Foundation first started their campaign called Come Home to Great Care. The goal was $4 million, and they've now raised $3.3 million. So we're going to find out more information about that. I want to thank you for listening to Seniors in Our Community today and every week, as you perhaps do, and I look forward to sharing more information with you next Tuesday.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be